He might remain holed up inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but US media is reporting that the Trump administration is preparing to arrest the Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. A warrant is being prepared for his arrest on charges of leaking classified information. Last week, the CIA ramped up its rhetoric against Julian Assange, accusing WikiLeaks of behaving like a hostile intelligence service. But sources close to Julian Assange remain mystified by the latest US move, saying any arrest is impossible as long as the Ecuadorian government continues to offer him refuge. Sarah White reports.
The Trump administration is calling Julian Assange's arrest a priority. Now US media is reporting that American officials have moved to prepare his arrest warrant. How it will seek to execute that warrant remains unclear. But in recent days, CIA boss Mike Pompeo has led the charge against the Australian.
It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is. A non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia.
In 2010, WikiLeaks gained notoriety after publishing 250,000 confidential government documents leaked by soldier Bradley Manning. For nearly 5 years, Assange has sought political asylum in Ecuador's embassy in London after being accused of sexual assault in Sweden. US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has vowed the Trump administration government would punish those who leaked classified information.
We are going to step up our effort and already are stepping up our efforts on all leaks. This is a matter that's gone beyond anything I'm aware of. We have professionals that have been at the security business of the United States for many years that are shocked by the number of leaks, and some of them are quite serious. And whenever a case can be made, we will seek to put some people in jail.
Efforts to contact Julian Assange today were unsuccessful. But in a recent interview with the website The Interpreter, the Australian WikiLeaks founder explained why he thinks the CIA is stepping up its attack against him.
We had in this incredible scoop that we're in the business of publishing right now, which is in fact the reason why Pompeo is launching this attack, is because he understands we're in this series exposing all sorts of illegal actions by the CIA. So he's trying to get ahead of the publicity curve and create a preemptive defence.
Julian Assange also asks how WikiLeaks is any different from other news organisations that also publish the leaks.
If we compare WikiLeaks with the rest of the US media, who else published material allegedly leaked or hacked from the Democratic Party? The Hill did, The Smoking Gun did, New York Times, Politico, drawing on both our publications and alleged publications from Guccifer 2 or this website, DC Leaks.
Australian lawyer Greg Barnes, who acts as Julian Assange's Australian advisor, is doubtful Assange could be extradited to the United States.
Well, I think what you've got is the CIA in particular very embarrassed by virtue of the fact that WikiLeaks has rightly revealed the malpractices of the CIA. And you've got a rogue director in the CIA who seems to think that laying charges against Julian Assange is a good idea.
Greg Barnes says he fears Assange will be in grave danger if the United States get their way.
He would be subjected to the most outrageous torture on the part of the United States authorities, and the Australian government has an obligation to protect one of its citizens from that occurring.
Lawyer Greg Barnes ending that report from Sarah White.